Patriots linebacker Rob Ninkovich. Now, Brady said this morning, Rob, he didn't watch the end of Denver Steelers. One, I don't believe him. Two, did you watch the end of that game last night in Denver?
Yeah, definitely. I was tuned in on that game, watching the whole thing, and you know, obviously Denver made a big play at the in overtime there to win that game. So that was a big. I mean, that was huge.
Be honest, were you rooting for Denver?
You know, I really wasn't rooting for anybody. I was just, you know, I was looking forward to just seeing who we were going to play. So, you know, and Denver won, so we're playing Denver. But, you know, definitely you got to give them credit. They went out there and they played a good, solid game against the Steelers.
Rob, after we talked to you after that Denver game, and you said how difficult it was to kind of play in for him, he did the best. I mean, Edelman was there and Malice splitting up, kind of being Tim Tebow, but you didn't know what it was like until you actually saw him live. Just a short time ago, when you played that game, how much will that help you as you approach playing him again this time?
Well, definitely. I mean, when you play somebody, you know, recently as we did play the Broncos, it's you know, it's always a good thing to be out there and actually play them closer to the end of the season rather than in the beginning of the season. So, we, you know, we're familiar, obviously, with the personnel that we just played against, and you know, it's definitely a lot different than, you know, Julian running the option plays in practice compared to, you know, game time, you know, Tebow out there running the option. So, you know, we're going to have a great week of preparation here and have a good game for Saturday.
Every game plan is different. The Steelers said after that game, Rob, that they weren't ready for that Tim Tebow. As you're watching that game, did he look different than the quarterback you guys faced 3 weeks ago?
You know, he's a good player. You got to give him credit for the things that he does out there. You know, he was throwing the ball better, you know, in this game against the Steelers, obviously, than what he had done previously in a few weeks. So, you know, obviously, in the week of preparation, they decided, hey, we're going to put the ball up in the air and make our receivers go make those plays. So, yeah, definitely there was a difference in getting the ball up and throwing it to his big receivers.
After the game, they talked a lot about James Harrison and his duties, you know, covering, you know, going up against this offense. And it looked like kind of he was out of the play at times, you know, keeping that edge in case Tebow did have the ball. Then he sort of lost some of that discipline and wanted to go after McGahee. And those were the times where Tebow did keep the ball and he lost that edge. How difficult is it going up against a guy like this and being disciplined enough to keep that edge? Because it looked like early on in that game when you played them 3 weeks ago, that was where they got you guys.
Yeah, I mean, in this type of offense, you have to be really sound as a defense in everyone's assignment. You know, somebody's got to have the dive, somebody's got to have the quarterback, somebody's got to have the pitch. So, you know, you just have to be very sound in the defense that you're running. So every play, no matter what the play is that the defense is called, you have to make sure you know what your responsibility is. And that's just, that goes to the basics of, you know, team defense. Is everyone doing their job?
Without giving away state secrets, Rob, in this sort of offense, this read option, are there different cues sometimes that the Broncos might give that may give you a read on whether or not they're going to run the football there, they're going to run play action, things you guys look at outside of just the handoff itself?
Well, I mean, they do a really good job of, you know, selling that run when it is play action. So, you know, really sometimes you can look at the offensive lineman stance, you know, and sometimes you could read the mesh point. It's not as, you know, tight usually when it's a run play. Obviously the mesh point is a lot tighter because the ball's being handed off. You know, usually when you're a defensive player and you see a play action pass, sometimes they don't have a really good sell. But you know, Denver, obviously with how they run their offense, you know, they sell that run really well. So I think that's the hardest part is you know, just recognizing that and getting back in coverage, because you don't obviously, you want to be in good force and good position to stop the run. But, you know, when you're in that, you know, run-pass conflict, that's when, you know, sometimes you get sucked up and that's when they can get those big plays down the field. So, again, it just comes to, you know, being technically sound but also just playing fast. You know, you have to realize, you know, hey, this is a big play-action team. They're going to run the ball too. So, you know, every play you just got to be, you got to be at your best.
You know, the game's going to be Saturday night. I'm sure the crowd will have plenty of ample time to stay hydrated before that game. When you look at the, as a defensive player, you look at Gillette, I know you guys had a great record there, but How about the fans? I mean, it doesn't seem like it's loud compared to a lot of other stadiums.
No, I mean, really compared to other stadiums, our stadium really isn't as loud as some others are. I don't know if it's the architecture on how they designed it, you know, how it's open in the one end zone there, over by the bridge there in the lighthouse. So, you know, you never know. I mean, I know that some stadiums are built to be loud, and, you know, others are, you know, I don't think they put in to try and get the stadium super loud. I mean, I really don't know. But, Saturday we just got to have everybody in the stands screaming extra loud to make up for that.
Rob, as a comparison, is there a building that stands out in your mind that is extra loud around the NFL?
Well, obviously any dome is super loud, you know, because it's a closed top. I know that New Orleans, that place gets crazy loud. Their fans are definitely having a good time in there. So I think as far as outdoor stadium, I guess Seattle is one of the loudest open stadiums in the league. I think that's what they say. I've never played there, so I don't know.
Last one for me. You get a guy like Brandon Spikes back, Rob, in that linebacking core. You know, what does that mean for that group as a whole? What can he bring this week against Denver?
Yeah, Spikes, I mean, definitely great to have him back in the lineup. Obviously, very physical guy, loves to get after it and, you know, be physical with people. So that's always a great thing when you can have your inside backer, you know, just kind of start putting big hits on people. So I'm happy that Spikes is back in there, and, you know, it'll be great playing with him again because he brings, you know, a lot of energy.
Rob, appreciate the time here today. Best of luck Saturday night at Denver, and look forward to talking down the road.
All right, thank you.
There he is,
right.
Pat's linebacker, Rob Ninkovich, Patriots Mondays on the AT&T Hotline. Get it faster with 4G. AT&T, rethink possible.